Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Employers, simplify your pension scheme with a Zurich Master Trust. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie.
Switching providers can potentially save us money, sometimes significant sums, but new research just out today reveals that when it comes to banking products, we're still fairly reluctant to shop around. The survey of 3,000 people by the ESRI reveals that the majority of us didn't shop around when choosing a bank, and we don't consider switching either. Now, should we all be switching banks a lot more? Dara Cassidy is head of communications with bonkers.ie, and he joins me now. Dara, should we be... We'll talk about the results first, but do the results point in the direction of us having to or should be switching banks all the time?
Good afternoon, Cormac. So we absolutely should be switching more. I mean, switching saves, that's our mantra at bonkers.ie, and when prices are going up the way they are, and we're in the middle of a cost of living crisis, unless you're getting a very, very generous pay increase from your employer, you're going to take a hit to your income. So the research is timely, but it does really corroborate a lot of previous research that has been done in this area.
Okay, tell us what this research is saying then, specifically.
Well, it's saying two things. We don't switch financial services products in particular, and we're great at switching car insurance and home insurance, but not financial services products. But maybe even more worrying, we don't actually even shop around for the products in the first place. So I'll just maybe quickly go through them. So when it comes to your bank account, the ESRI research says 73% of consumers didn't shop around. And probably a lot of people take out their bank accounts maybe when they're 15 or 16, their parents told them to take it out. But even still, I mean, it is a product that is going to cost you money, so you should try to get the best value. When it comes to loans, and you know, a personal loan can go anywhere from maybe £1.5 grand up to £50 grand, they can cost you a lot of money. 68% of people don't shop around. For credit cards, it's 74%. And even when getting a mortgage, which is one of the biggest financial decisions people will make, which will cost people tens of thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands in interest over the lifetime of the mortgage, 46% of people said they didn't compare offers, which I think is actually quite shocking.
That's unbelievable. So it's like, for the banks in a way, it's like shooting fish in a barrel.
It kind of is. And they know that they have a very, very captive audience. And then on top of this, when people then don't look to get better value when they actually take out the product, they're not inclined to switch those products either. Switching levels range anywhere from 6% to 17% over the past 5 years, according to the report. And those figures, of course, would have been flattered slightly by the exits of Ulster Bank and KBC, which would have forced a lot of people to switch various financial services products. But you know that the banks make big money out of this by inertia amongst people and by people not switching. And as I'm always at pains to say, we will run through hoops and go through hoops in this country to save maybe €50 on our car insurance. And yet when it comes to things like loans, mortgages, which will cost us way more, we don't do the same.
Is that what it is, Dara? Inertia? You're saying we're kind of lazy when it comes to switching banks?
It's inertia, but the research also shows that there is a fear and that there's also a lack of education. When it came to, for example, bank accounts and credit cards, the most common difficulty faced or reported by people was the paperwork that was involved, or sometimes not just knowing that there was better value alternatives. And mind you, if people aren't even looking in the first place, as I said, of course they're going to think that there isn't better value out there. When it came to mortgages, the amount of paperwork again was a big factor that was chosen, as was the difficulty, followed by the high costs that came up, such as solicitor's fees. So, and I'm not going to lie to listeners, Cormac, of course, when it comes to switching maybe a credit card or a mortgage, there is a little bit more work involved, and sometimes there is a cost. But there's big, big money there to be saved. Okay. And I think people sometimes shy away from it. And there's sometimes just a lack of education there as well.
Okay, so get educated. Dara Cassidy, Head of Communications with bonkers.ie. Thank you very much indeed.